What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer? So what about us? What about all the broken, happy ever after?
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, December 29th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Helen. We've got some light rain now, heavier rain set for later on. Also, some very high surf at the coast again today. We are currently sitting at 58 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. At least one person in the North Bay joined about 15 others statewide that did not get the message to stay away from the coast yesterday, as they needed to be rescued after getting hit with big waves. Locally, waves up to 33 feet knocked someone into the water at Salt Point Beach near Timber Cove. Waves flooded seaside businesses in Ventura County and sent 8 people to the hospital there. Flooding was reported in Santa Cruz and in Marin County, where residents were ordered to evacuate Stinson Beach. The Santa Rosa Junior College Fire Academy is getting a brand new training tower for its Windsor facility, thanks to a grant secured by State Senator Mike McGuire. $1.5 million will go towards the tower for a program that is ranked as one of the top 5 fire academies in the state. The tower should be complete in the fall of 2025. Santa Rosa Police announced this morning their year-end totals for confiscated drugs, money, and guns for 2023. And the numbers are pretty impressive. Among the items seized are $167,000 in cash, 38 guns, 1,200 pounds of marijuana, 56 pounds of methamphetamine, 10 pounds of cocaine, 2,300 fentanyl pills, 12 pounds of mushrooms, 9 ounces of LSD, and 2.2 pounds of ketamine. All that by 4 detectives and a sergeant. California's homeless population grew by 6% this year to more than 181,000 people, by far the largest of any state, and accounting for nearly 3 in 10 unhoused people nationwide. The U.S. homeless population increased by 12% to more than 650,000 people, the highest total since the Department of Housing and Urban Development began collecting the data in 2007. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot, using the same insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment that was used in Colorado. The Trump campaign says it will appeal the decision to Maine state courts. However, the U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he is still eligible to return to the White House. Hawaii's governor and mayor are welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. But some residents are not ready for visitors to return.
It's not good for our mental health when we see families frolicking around having a wonderful time and the whole community is suffering.
They are struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. It's been a meager year so far for snowfall in the Sierra, but that is not stopping Caltrans from taking the proactive step of closing Highway 89 from the junction of Highway 395 in Mono County to the junction of Highway 4 in Alpine County, better known as Monitor Pass. There is currently no date for a scheduled reopening. They are expecting several inches of snow through Saturday. Well, it's time for one final check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. And congratulations, we made it, Sonoma County. All morning, no accidents popping up on the CHP dispatch. Let's see if we can keep it going all weekend long. Our KZST news time is now 8:34.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and And when I heard about Cocos Deco Homes year-end clearance sale, I knew I'd be starting 2024 with a new look. Easy too. I'll just take another 50% off already reduced prices. And so can you. That can add up to 80% off. Look for specially tagged merchandise and then take off another 50%. The quickest way to change the look of your living room is to switch up the sofa. And Cocos Deco Home has beautiful choices. Are you tired of that look you loved so much last century? Now's the time to make a change. Upholstery, chairs, tables, artwork, rugs, accessories, and the largest selection of lighting in Sonoma County. Take another 50% off all sale tag merchandise and save up to 80% off at the Cocos Deco Home year-end clearance sale. Pro tip, shop now for best selections on West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Sunday, December 31st and Saturday, January 20th for two New Year's celebrations that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
Discover Cashback Debit is a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases with no fees. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com. In sports, the Miami Heat beat the Warriors last night 114-102. Warriors will take on the Dallas Mavericks at home on Saturday. The Cleveland Browns beat the Jets on Thursday Night Football, and the 49ers play the Washington Commanders on Sunday. Your forecast. We continue with the high surf advisory for today and a wind advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. Otherwise, plan on rain, occasionally heavy at times through the afternoon with highs around 60. Tonight, a chance of rain or thundershowers. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, just a chance of showers or thundershowers early. It should all end by the afternoon. A high near 60, maybe a tiny chance for a shower on Sunday, otherwise partly cloudy. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Don't forget, Monday is the Tournament of Roses Parade. The parade kicks off at 8 a.m. on Monday, and there will be several channels broadcasting the parade live. But if you don't have a TV, no problem this year. For the first time ever, the parade will be live streamed, giving access to millions more viewers. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, have a safe and happy new year. I'm Brent Allen.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all.
Is 8:41 at 57 degrees at KZST. And now feature I call That's So Sonoma County, our local airport, the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. Don't you love it? What a great way to travel. So darn convenient. I fly out of there almost monthly. It's newly renovated. A restaurant has other food options, even a bar now. So according to the website Stacker, they did a survey and found the most traveled destinations from here. I have the top six for you. They include Phoenix, Orange County, San Diego, LA, that's where I go, Burbank, and the number one most popular place people fly to from the Sonoma County Airport, Seattle. By the way, don't you just love all the Peanuts decor at the airport? That's so Sonoma County.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say, and everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay.
Forever, sitting there to die. How could you
KZST, it is 848, 57 degrees in Santa Rosa. Mostly cloudy skies, more rain today, temperatures near 60 in wine country. I'm Debbie Abrams, good morning.
The weekend's almost here. Oh, and you know there's something you've been wanting to do. Taking a little test drive. So come on, get in your car and drive straight to Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries for a furniture test drive. Find a whole showroom of great deals during their weekend of savings. Take a spin on the recliners. Let a love seat hug your curves. Or look for something with a little more pep. A sofa in a fabulous new color. And revel in the fact that you're getting great deals. During their weekend of savings, you'll save on entertainment centers, sofas, chairs, tables, all you need to rev up any room. But only this weekend, and only at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. So, come take a furniture test drive. Don't you just love the smell of new leather?
Celebrate the new year in style and save on Lazy Boy Furniture. Up to an extra 20% off in 3 years free financing. Save on a huge in-stock inventory and year-end closeouts, plus an extra 20% off in 0% financing for 3 years. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Santa Rosa.
Ongaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on 4 generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ongaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit OngaroAndSons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ongaro & Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at OngaroAndSons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and Sons.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
the road while you're traveling with me.
To 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 8:55. It is 57 degrees, rain and overcast skies. And did you know there are certain foods you need to eat, you should eat, you can eat over the New Year's holiday that'll bring good luck to you? We're talking black-eyed peas, collard greens, onions, I don't know about that, tamales, rice, donuts, soft pretzels, bread, pork, grapes, and pomegranates. Yep, all said to bring you good luck. My favorite item to bring you luck in the new year over the holiday weekend, and I say it's true, champagne.
Seems like just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right, unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no, I can't sleep, I'm barely hanging on. Here I am once again, I'm torn into pieces, can't deny it, can't pretend, just thought you were the one, broken up deep inside, until I get to see the tears I cry behind these hateful eyes.
I told you everything, opened up and let you in, you made me feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be, so together but so broken up inside, 'cause I can't breathe, no way.
KZST.